West Lafayette Village Council meeting in order. Please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
That thing took off.
Sit down here, sir. Thank you very much.
Chaney?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lust?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the minutes of the August 8th, 2022 regular council meeting. Unless there are corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes for August 8th, 2022.
Second.
Fortune?
Abstain.
Mauer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lust?
Sustain.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, I have absolutely no correspondence for tonight. So we'll move right into citizens' comments. Herb Tedrick has requested to address council. Herb, you have the floor, the podium, if you will.
Okay. Well, some of you know me, some of you do not, but I moved here in 2001, and I got that big white monster on the end of Russell. And I watched the traffic. You know, Russell Avenue is kind of like the escape route for Main Street. Always has been. And I believe it's a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. Okay? Now, in the last couple of years, we've had three families move into the west end of Russell, my end, with little kids, lots of children. Now, kids like to be in the street, bicycles, scooters, roller skates, roller blades, skateboards, motorized skateboards, I don't know, these little things called razors, you know, that little tiny, what is that, scooter? And they enjoy going down the middle of the street, so there's the traffic. And I'd like to see the traffic about 25 mile an hour for a change. I talked to one of the neighbors, Linda, across the street from me. She suggested that a stop sign on Russell with the east-west bound, you know, there's already Wall Street, would kind of at least slow them down, not necessarily stop them. We know that the side streets don't necessarily stop, they roll through anyway. They do that. But I don't know if that's the solution. You're not going to keep the kids out of the street, and I don't want to watch one of the kids meet a semi-truck or a pickup truck or a car. I don't know how fast a car has to travel heading west on Russell, smashing into the back of a pickup truck, flipping up over top of it and landing on its roof. That happened last year. So I'd like to know if you would consider a proposal. I don't know, you probably have to do a study or something, to just add two stop signs to Russell. One east, one west. There's the family that he works at the lumber yard up in Holmes County. Can't think of which one. But his little 2-year-old toddler in diapers is out on the sidewalk running around in the grassy strip in between. The mom's about 30, 40 foot away, weeding the corner of the property. That little kid could easily run out into the street. And a 35 mile an hour car might not stop in time. You guys are in charge. Ladies also. So that's what I'd like to consider. I don't know if you have to talk to all of them. Like I say, Linda's the one that suggested a stop sign. I know that the buses line up about 9 buses deep to turn right going into the school in the morning and the afternoons when they pick up the kids. And there's usually a traffic backup. The bus can't turn right if there's somebody stopped at the stop sign on Wall Street coming out of it. They have to wait or stop clear back to give the bus the swing room.
Here's what I can do, Herb. To me, it sounds like it's a public safety issue. And I can refer to the public safety committee and ask them to take a look at it and report back to council.
I would thank you for that.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Guys, I want to thank you for listening to me. Have a great meeting.
Thank you.
Better things for the city.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks now.
I wanted you to get with Chris and see what Chris is there.
Okay, let's move on into department reports. We don't have anything from fire. We'll go right to the fiscal officer.
Okay, first of all, just touch on the legislation on the agenda for this evening. Much of it is a carryover from the last meeting since we didn't have a quorum to pass a lot of the legislation. But I'll touch on it again. First of all, ordinance 2022-40. We'll receive a third and final reading tonight, and that is that involves prohibiting the discharge of fireworks within the village. Ordinance 2022-43 will receive a second reading tonight, and that is an ordinance to amend the village tax code. And as I spoke at our last meeting, the part that we're looking to amend is to waive any penalties and interest that might be due to residents if they do not pay their estimated tax payments on time by the January 15th deadline. So we've added wording in there to waive those penalties and interest. Again, the regular tax filing deadline of April 14th will still be in place, and if that's not done in time, there will be penalties and interest for that. But for the estimated payments, that would be waived. Next on the list is ordinance 2022-44, and that is to make some changes to our Ohio Basic Code ordinance. And specifically, we were missing a piece of legislation in there that we wanted to keep in the list, that we wanted to keep in force, and that was ordinance 06-98 regarding standards for construction details in the village. So that was added, and we are looking to pass that this evening, so to waive the third reading, to have the second reading tonight, waive the third reading, and pass it tonight if at all possible. Next on the list is resolution 2022-45, and that is an adding funds resolution. Since the last meeting, I did have to add some line items in there. We had a lot going on over the past couple of weeks, so just to highlight the things that I added in there. In the 101 general fund, we need to add an additional $5,000, and that's to cover expenses, unforeseen expenses for the clearing of the waterworks park so we can prepare for the new parking lot that's going to be going out there this fall. Also, in the 201 street fund, there's repairs to the street park dump truck and the leak machine to get those back in running order this fall, so we can add $4,500 to that fund. And finally, in the 602 sewer fund, adding a total of $8,000 there for two reasons. First of all, for appraisal work that we need to have done for our sewer outfall project, and also to cover the city of Coshocton sewer billing administration fee for the remainder of 2022. So those are the funds that we need to add there. Next on the list is resolution 2022-46. That'll receive its second reading tonight, and that is in regards to the opioid settlements and establishing the governance structure for outreach in Region 12. Next is resolution 2022-48, and this is to authorize the mayor and myself to submit an application to grant funding for the MAC for a sewer outfall project. We're going to receive a second reading tonight. And then ordinance 2022-49, and we'll receive its first reading tonight. And that is looking to have the sewer rates increase at 6% for next year. That would be effective October 1st. Also in that ordinance, I have added the new Coshocton water rates as well. As I believe it was July that those increased. So I wanted to make sure that we had the proper rates reflected in there for Coshocton as well. So that's all I have for legislation. Other than that, I started working on the final budget for 2023, and I'll be able to have meetings within the next couple weeks with different department heads. And also to bring that to the Finance Committee just for preliminary overview at our next Finance Committee meeting in September. And the bills have been passed around for approval.
Okay, thank you. Nothing from police. Joel is on the conference line there. Joel, do you have anything for us tonight?
I had sent counsel some documentation earlier this week, last week. It regards matters that were discussed in executive session, and I just wanted to kind of confirm with everyone, that's an ongoing process, so I'll continue to keep you updated here, but the materials that I sent you are considered attorney-client privilege, so they shouldn't be shared publicly, and there's any request for any kind of documentation ever that is shared between myself, the mayor, or myself, council, or any other officers, just before they're given out to the public record, just run it by me so that we can make sure we're not giving away our secrets.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
All right, Tammy, village administrator.
Good evening. I have, we've been working on all summer getting rid of a lot of scrap metal and different scrap. And I still have a little bit to ask to be declared scrap this week. It's miscellaneous metal again, scrap metal, office furniture, and we have an old confined space tripod that they used to put in the manholes. So we replaced that, so we might get rid of the old one.
Motion to declare the scrap metal, office furniture, and
old
confined space tripod pod as surplus.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Lust?
Yes.
And motion carries. Go ahead.
I'm still receiving various complaints about high grass and weeds, and I am still monitoring all that, of course, but issued several last week where the weeds are kind of out of control. And I am following up on those, and I have seen that some of those have heeded the warnings and are working on that. But I'd just like to ask people to keep that in check. I've also had some complaints about scrap tires lying around on properties, and we all know that scrap tires are breeding ground for mosquitoes and things. They're against our ordinance for having refuse on your property. And I will have citations going out this week about those also. I'm going on Wednesday to attend an Omega meeting, the Ohio Municipal Governments Association, to present our application for the Clean Ohio Space Fund. That will be, I talked about that last meeting. It's a request for funds to help us with the acquisition. reports of sinkholes, there's on Kirk, four, five, there, Kirk and Union. And then there's one on Sixth and Fair. There's been a cone sitting in that one for months. And we were told they will be here, Tucson Construction will be here Wednesday morning to work on that. We'll have to close that intersection temporarily and doing all their working. And for now, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on, committee reports, village property.
Nothing at this time.
Community and business development.
Nothing.
Community relations.
The West Lafayette Chamber of Commerce meets tomorrow at 6:30 at the East Stand, and they will be electing officers for next year. That's all I have.
Finance, and then Chris?
Nothing tonight.
Nothing. Fire dependency ordinance?
We met on the 16th. We discussed the sewer rate ordinance, and that's all I got. We'll schedule another one. We already scheduled one.
Nothing right now.
Chris, I'd like to see you after the meeting regarding the park and a river project. So
okay.
Just touch base with me briefly. Planning Commission, local Planning Commission, Ronnie.
I'd like to get the copy of the new park so I can give to the people that is on the Planning Commission so they can put it in with their book.
The CTM, she can get you that.
Oh, okay.
Rich, are you in from the county?
Canceled again.
Public safety.
Nothing this evening.
Public works.
We met on the 10th and discussed the storm drain at Main and Ripple, going through the sanitary sewer and all that good stuff, and continued to talk about the main line going to the river from the plant.
Nothing from records retention, nothing from rules. Okay, let's take care of legislation. Up for the third reading, Ordinance 2022-40, an ordinance prohibiting the discharge, igniting, or exploding of fireworks within the village of West Lafayette, declaring an emergency. That's the third reading.
Motion to approve Ordinance 2022-40.
Second.
Howard?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Lass?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, up for its second reading, Ordinance 2022-43, an ordinance to amend the income tax code for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, effective January 1st, 2022. That's the second reading. Up next, this is the second reading, and I believe the fiscal officer asked if you consider waiving the rules and getting this adopted this evening. Ordinance number 2022-44, an ordinance approving, adopting, and enacting the American Legal Publishing Ohio Basic Code 2022 edition. Ask the code of ordinances for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, repealing ordinances in conflict therewith and declaring an emergency. That's the second reading.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Ordinance 2022-44.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Lass?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lass?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Okay, up next. This also is up for a second reading, and the fiscal officer asked you to consider waiving the rules and adopting this tonight. Resolution 2022-45, resolution to amend the 2022 permanent appropriations ordinance 2021-87, adding funds. It's a second reading.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Resolution 2022-45.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Musk?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes. Motion to adopt.
Second.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
And also tonight, this is the second reading for Resolution 2022-46, and we'd like you to consider waiving the rules so this can be passed tonight. Resolution 2022-46, a resolution approving the Ohio Regional 12 governance structure under the Ohio Memorandum of Understanding. That's the second reading.
Motion to waive the rules and three required readings for Resolution 2022-46.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Maurer?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Musk?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Musk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Up next for the second reading, Ordinance number 2022-47, an ordinance amending Ordinance 2022-32, the Village of West Off Building and Zoning Codes, and declaring an emergency. That's the second reading. Also up for second reading is Resolution 2022-48, a resolution authorizing the mayor and the fiscal officer of the Village of West Off to prepare and submit an application participation in the Ohio Public Works Commission state capital improvement and or local transportation improvement and to execute contracts as required and declare an emergency. That's the second reading. And last but not least, up for its first reading, Ordinance 2022-49, an ordinance establishing the water rates, sewer rates, and sewer regulations for the Village of West Lafayette, Ohio, amending ordinances and resolution in conflict herewith and declaring emergency. That's the first reading. And other business, I guess the only comment I would make is that school starts back up this week, and I ask everybody to be extra cautious in driving. We're going to see kids walking, there's going to be a lot of traffic around the school early in the morning, late in the afternoon, so just a word of caution. Any committee meetings?
Ordinance the 30th at 6. Chris called me, so I'm
on that. Yeah, I saw the message.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
I'll
get what I think it's tested on.
Anybody else?
Finance on the 12th. 6:30 be good, Amy, or do you want to go?
If we can do 6, I'm fine. I'm going to have somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
6 o'clock on the 12th.
Okay.
Tim, are you, Ron, are you guys open next week any day? Like in the evening?
When?
Next week, I'm not sure. I got to get with the chief.
Anytime.
Okay.
Fine.
Evening. For
anytime.
Public safety.
I'll hang it off at 1.
Okay. I'll shoot you guys a text. A call.
Shoot me a text.
You got to wait to schedule.
Yeah.
We're going to let us know the date.
Right. Yep.
Anybody else schedule anything? Once? Twice? No. Okay, this is what we got. Ordinance August the 30th at 6 p.m. and finance September the 12th at 6 p.m. Bill's been around?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay the bills?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Miller?
Yep.
Voss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes. If there is no other business to come before council, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Jamie?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Voss?
Yes.
Miller?
Yep.
Adjourn.